Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. Welcome to Rich Behavior Radio. I'm your host this evening, Sonia. Mr. Rich Behavior himself, Polo Dunn, is a little under the weather. Let's see here. We're going to find out this, Miss Kendra Graves.
How are you?
Hello, Miss Kendra. How are you this evening?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you. Are you flawless this evening?
I'm trying to be.
So you also woke up like this?
Every day.
I understand that. I understand that. All right, then. Now, you know, Mr. Polo was under the weather, so he won't be joining us this evening. I apologize on his behalf.
That's no problem.
Well, we're going to go ahead on and just move on without him. You know, he can't stop the show. So
no,
we're going to discuss your book and move on.
The show must go on.
Okay. So we're already going to get going. Now, tell us about yourself, Miss Kendra.
Well, me, I'm a single mother, 28 years old, born and raised in Hartford, Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going laid back person. I'm dedicated to writing.
Okay. Now we understand you got some books out and did an anthology. You got one coming.
Yes, we do.
We're going to talk about that. We're going to see if we can get you to read a little bit from each one. Are you okay with that?
I'm pretty okay with that.
So what made you decide to choose the literary world?
Well, it's always been in me since I was a little girl. I mean, I would write poems and try to write music, but I kind of let it go for a little while, and my dear friend talked me back into it, so I gave it another shot.
Well, it's always good to have one good friend on your, in your corner there.
Yeah, everybody needs that push.
Okay, then. And so this book that you have out, how did you come up with this topic?
Which book?
Well, let's see. We'll start with your anthology since it already out.
Okay, personality too. That all came about from Mr. Hill Thompson himself, who gave me the offer, and I jumped on it, basically.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Unfortunately. Then your book that you have coming out next month is Forbidden Love. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Now, and I know people always ask you, how long does it take to write a book? Now, me, myself, I'm not about to write a book, but I will read it. As long as it doesn't have no porn in it. Hardcore porn.
Oh, yeah. A lot of books have that in it.
You write porn?
No, I haven't wrote any porn.
Oh, okay, because I was saying now, well, Ben Love sounds like you got some little porn.
I mean, it has a little bit of hot, steamy scenes in it, but for the most part, it's not X-rated.
It's not X-rated.
No, it might be rated R, but not X-rated.
Rated R. Okay. Now, when you say rated R, are you saying that as I read, I need to put the book down? I need to make some phone calls? I need to get the husband to the house? Okay.
I mean, you might need to make some phone calls to get somebody's ear, but it's a page turner, so you ain't going to want to put the book down.
Okay, then. Because, you know, if you get in a good book and you come across certain parts, you need to go ahead on. Now, this Forbidden Love, is it 80% true based on something around you or someone you know?
I would say half and half, 50-50. Some experiences I've went through myself, some experiences I've seen my friends go through, family. Mm-hmm. So I just changed it up a little bit.
Just changed it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay, then. So the man that's in the scene,
the main character.
Okay, then. Well, we're just going to have to wait on that. Don't tell me too much. I just want to read this rated R.
It's soon to come.
Tell us
I said it's soon to come.
Okay. Now, let's get with this. It's pronounced personality?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I know there's, is it Shabella? She's in that wedding, and Hood's in there, and Jasmine is someone. Now, your part, what is it about? You want to read a little bit of it now?
The Disney Damsel? That one, you want me to read a piece of it, or you want me to tell you what it's about?
I want you to read a little bit. I at least wanted you to set the scene for us.
Okay. All right, I'll start from the beginning. The voices in my head were starting to talk to me. Tabitha called out. "I wish you would just leave me the hell alone," I screamed out loud. I looked around the room, and to my surprise, no one was there. "I'm starting this shit again," I whispered to myself. "I must seriously meet and make some friends. I'm too old to be still carrying on imaginary friends from my childhood. Something is seriously wrong." As I closed my eyes, I prayed to God to send me a good man. In today's society, a good one is hard to come by. Hell, I should know. I'm pushing 30, and I still haven't found one to call my own. I'm single, lonely, and I'm feeling neglected of love. I'm asking for too much, or is it just me being unrealistic? Would you like a little more, or do you want me to stop there?
Okay. I'm going to go ahead on the stop right there. Now, this story you said, and the name of it is what?
The Disney Damsel.
Okay. Now, how much of this is based around
this?
Yourself and your friends?
Just fiction. No one in particular. It just came to me, and that was it.
So did you have the characters just speaking to you in the middle of the night? You just have to get up and write? They wouldn't let you sleep?
Sometimes I have that. I can be sitting in the car, and I'll pull over, and I just got to jot it down and put it in my phone before I lose it. So
okay,
that
okay.
one, it just came to me.
It just came to you. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Well, we're going to have to get her personality out there. Now, I know most anthologies, you know, it's like a short story amongst different authors. Now, do you plan to finish it out and make it a full novel, or does it just stop there? You going to do another novella to it?
I have thought about that, but I think I will go with The Lonesome Dove and not The Disney Damsel.
Okay. And why was that choice?
Why? I mean, every woman daydreams, and she wants her knight in shining armor to come and rescue her. So I think a lot of women can relate to being lonely and wanting to be loved by her king.
This is true. This is true. Every queen needs a king. Yes, I understand.
Yes.
Okay. Now, in this literary world, now, are you finding it to be fulfilling? You seeing some struggles here, some disappointments?
For the most part, right now, I am satisfied, I'm fulfilled, but it's never a clear path. It's going to be bumps in the road. So I'm going to prepare myself for it, but I'm not going to let that stop me.
Okay. Now, I know you are signed with World Haven. Now, what made you choose to sign with World Haven? You know, the other ones are just being self-published.
Being self-published is probably a lot harder for most people. And me being that I really didn't have much experience or prior knowledge to mm-hmm. being published, I felt the need to go with someone who had experience and knew about the game more than I did.
Okay. Because, you know, social media, you know, you hear a lot of times where they say, you know, different publishers, you know, how they treat their authors and they're not satisfied, you know, the beefing, so you don't see none of that. Where
no,
you are,
I mean,
is this what made you choose
not
this?
Not where I am. Where I am, we are a family. So we don't have those issues. We talk about our problems, we hash it out, and we fix it.
Okay, okay. Now, do you have any upcoming events coming on?
Not at the moment, but I plan to have something in the near future.
In the near future?
Yes.
Okay, then.
Maybe so.
Near future, that's like 3 months. 2 weeks.
Maybe tomorrow.
Week.
Maybe tomorrow.
Okay then. Okay then. Okay then. So now, I know you're just not going to stop with Forbidden Love. Is this a series or is this ends there? You just see how the response is and you just go from there and just give the readers what they want.
Forbidden Love will definitely be a series. Stay tuned. I'm already working on part two as we speak.
Okay, then, a series. Now, in this series, how many books are you talking?
I'm aiming for 3, maybe 4 right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, definitely 3.
Okay,
definitely
okay.
3.
Well, that's good. So do you think when you get to 5 and 6, that's just too much?
I probably would do a spinoff with another character, but I don't think I would make it 5 or 6. That's pushing it to be a movie.
Okay, then. Now, you know I'm always available just to be a stand-in.
Okay, I know that's right.
Yeah. Now, I can't do no scenes because I don't, you know, think my king will appreciate that unless he was in there with me. But, you know, I can be a stand-in if you're at the restaurant. I need to walk to the table and, you know, serve somebody. You know, I'm just saying, I can do that part.
We can work that out.
Okay, you know. I'm always willing to do that part. As long as I don't have to sing or dance, I'm okay.
No, we're not going to do no musicals.
Okay, then. I'm just trying to make sure we're not doing no club scene and I need to be trying
no
to dance.
I mean, there will be club scenes, but no musicals. You won't have to sing.
Okay, then. Okay, then. Well, we're pushing. Now, let's see here. I think I have someone. Let's see who we have here. We have 478. Go ahead.
What's up? This is Hood Chronic.
Well, good evening, Hood. How are you this evening?
I'm doing good. Just calling in to support my homie.
Thanks for the love.
Kendra, I'm proud of you.
Thank you, my brother.
Can't wait to drop your solo.
I can't wait either, but we're not going to rush that.
No, we definitely ain't going to rush that. We got to make sure it's perfect.
Got to be perfect. We don't need no screw-up, no mess-up, no do-overs.
Exactly. But, you know, I'm hearing good things. You know, the editor always loves your work, so we already know what it's going to be when it drops.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
It's all love. I appreciate you.
All right, then, Hood. We appreciate you calling in this evening. Now, when you did her policy, did you have anyone else, or did you know that you wanted her to work on this book with you? I said, when you did this book, this anthology, did you know that you wanted Kendra to be part of this?
Actually, when it came about, I had the idea a long time ago, but I intended on actually writing the book myself. But then I thought about the concept being different personality traits of women. So I figured what better way to talk about women than to let women talk about themselves, because, I mean, y'all know a whole lot more about yourselves than I do. So when it boiled down to it, I was talking to Jasmine, and she was telling me about, you know, Kendra's story, you know, her solo project. And I was like, you know, I wanted to get somebody that was basically a newbie. And so I was like, I'm going to give her an opportunity. And judging from her first story, I was like, you know, she can write. So I'm going to see if she can handle it. If she says she can handle it, then she can jump on board. And she did that, and she knocked it out. And I'm proud of.
Okay, Miss Kendra.
Thank you. Thank you for love, Mr. Hood from too.
I say you, Kendra, for knocking it all out there.
Thank you for believing in me. Thank you for the support, everything.
It's all love. You already know it, man. We family.
I am genuinely humble, and I couldn't have asked for a better opportunity.
Oh, I'm about to cry. Okay, then. Oh, okay, now that goes into a movie. I don't need to be a crazy person with them. All right, we're going to move on to our next caller, but thank you. Okay. Hold on.
Hello?
Okay, then. I'm sorry, can I get you to mute just for a second? Okay, hold on, we're going to the next caller. Thank you for calling in. Caller 860.
Hey, Kendra, it's Jasmine.
Hi, Jasmine, how are you?
Hey, I'm good, how are you?
I'm hanging in there.
I'm so proud of you. You know I had to call in and show some what support. I'm just super proud of you. I don't even know what to say. I had to push you to do what you could do, and you're doing better than what I thought. I'm just proud of you.
Well, thank you. Thank you for the push. Thank you for believing in me. Proud mama.
Good evening, Miss Jasmine. How are you this evening?
I'm good. How are you, funny fool?
I'm fine. Thank you. And so you also on this book with Miss Kendra. So
yes,
how do you
am.
Feel about working Miss Kendra?
It was a ball. I had a lot of fun. I've always wanted to work with Kendra. I've known her before what came about. And we've always talked about working on books and, you know, doing something together. So to actually do a book together, it was a lot of fun.
Okay. Now, did you find yourself calling her? You know, when you was running into problems that you needed to call her and get it through, or she had to call you to get over to her hump?
It was a few texts back and forth about what we should write. And
it was.
Just bounced the ideas off each other.
Yeah. Oh,
God. Okay. Since we was by personalities. Okay, then. Well, that's good. Well, we're glad that you was able to call in and support Miss Kendra this evening.
I appreciate you.
You're welcome.
I have to say now, World Haven, if they don't do nothing else, they will support each other 100%.
We will. We're on the ride. Y'all look out for us. We on the ride.
All right,
then.
Oh, you're so very welcome.
All right, Kendra.
Good night. Thank you.
Okay, there, Miss Kendra. I see your World Haven family just calling in for their support. I'm about to start crying all this love.
I appreciate it. I really do. Had me a little nervous there, but I'm okay now.
Yeah. Now, Miss Kendra, now you know if no one else was calling, you knew your World Haven was calling.
Yeah, I know they got my back.
That's all that matters, as long as you know someone has your back.
That's it.
I guess in this world, this literary world, you need somebody in your corner at all times.
All times, yes. I agree with that statement.
Now, when we see Miss Kendra at the Harlem Book Fair or, you know, these other fairs that's coming up this year?
We will definitely be in the building for the Harlem Book Fair.
Okay. I love the Harlem Book Fair.
I haven't been, but I've heard a lot about it, so I'm definitely going to show out.
Okay, then. Make sure you get you a good spot there under the tree
under
with
the
some
tree.
Shade that's blocking you, because that sun ain't no joke.
Yeah, highly recommended. Okay, I'm going to write that one down.
Yes. Plenty of water now. That little, watch out for that little vending machine lady with that snow cone. She's trying to get you, though. She try to get you now. Don't let her get you.
No,
don't give you that much for that little dollar on that cone.
That's just a tease.
That's all she doing is just a tease. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then. I got to change it.
It's okay.
Okay, then.
So what's next for me tonight?
I'm sorry. Now, Mr. Polo had some trivia games and giveaways.
Ooh, games.
Yes. But,
that sounds like fun.
Well, seeing that he didn't share those trivia games with me, I have no idea what the trivia games were.
Well, I don't know what the trivia games are either, but I'm pretty sure we can figure something out.
Okay. Let's see. What trivia game do you know? Now, don't come up with that car with the engine and
This is going to be for somebody who has personality traits and red personality traits. So basically, my first question would be, who is, let me see. Who is the main character in Lonesome Dove?
The main character in Lonesome Dove?
Yes, ma'am.
Let's see.
So if you have a red personality trait, I suggest you go pick that copy up, scroll through it, find out who is the main character of Lonesome Dove.
And Lonesome Dove, now, do I qualify for this? I'm quite sure that first prize was a rich behavior bag. So do I qualify?
We got to give the callers a chance.
Listen, you know, I'm about my personalities. And this personality is saying it's about self.
Okay.
I'm all about the gift.
The freebies. Everybody likes freebies.
Yeah.
Give it a shot.
I love the freebies. Now, I see. Now, can you give me a hint?
Can I give you a hint? Okay. Yeah, I got nothing. if I give you a hint, then that might spoil it, and that might give you the answer. I'm not good at that stuff.
Okay, you can give me the initial, and I can go from there.
Say that again?
I said you can just give me the initial, the first two initial, and the last two. Listen to me, the first two and the last two. How many letters in the name?
It's four letters. So if I give you the first two and the last two, then I'm going to give you the answer. And that wouldn't be fair. So we just going to give you the first initial. The first initial is a C.
A C?
A C.
Yeah. That's more than four letters.
Okay, I got one for you. Who is Ice-T's wife?
Ice-T's wife?
Yes.
You know.
Oh, you don't know?
Okay. So, let me see. Well, what if we just give the listeners up until after the show and they can post it on your page?
Okay, that's cool. That's a bet.
How about
we'll do that?
Okay.
We'll do that.
Now,
yes.
How can our listeners follow you, or can we follow you on Twitter? Can we follow you on Instagram?
I have an Instagram. I have a Facebook. I think we set up a Twitter, but I'm not 100% sure on that one yet. But Facebook, yeah, is my government name, Kendra Graves. You can follow me on Instagram, premium_KAY29, and that's about it. I don't have no other pages.
As long as we're able to connect with you and follow
you. Yes, we can.
Because I see we're going to have some things that's coming along, and I need to follow you because this is where all the gifts and giveaways are. So I need to stay connected with you.
Is that the only giveaway we have tonight?
Let me see. I want to say that we had a gift card. I want to say he said three.
A gift card?
A behavior bag and a gift card.
Mm-hmm.
Now, where these great gift cards are from, I have no idea. He didn't tell me that part. I tell you, this boss man of mine. I guess this under the weather just got him under the weather all the way.
Okay, so we're going to do the game. They have until 9:30 to post their answers on my page. They can also find me on RBP, Behavior Promotions. They can find me on that page. Second prize will be a gift card. So we need one more trivia question.
Okay, so we have a main character.
Yes, we have a main character.
You said Lonesome Dove. Then we have, you said Ice-T's wife.
Yes, Ice-T's wife. That's a hint.
Okay.
And since I can't do a trivia on Forbidden Love because that hasn't been released, we will have another question from, let's see, The Empty Hearted. That's another short story I wrote.
Mm-hmm.
And the question will be, let me think of a good one. What happened? Wait a minute. I can't think of one yet. Okay, come back to me on that one.
Come back. Okay, so we're going to do a rich behavior bag first prize. Second prize, we're going to have a gift card.
Yes.
And the third prize, we'll do an e-book.
Okay, an e-book for personality tips, correct?
That's correct.
All right. I need one question. You can't help me out?
I'm saying now, I could help you out, but then that would be, disqualify me from the e-book. It would disqualify me from the gift card. And the gift bag, I need my good stuff.
Man, I wasn't prepared for this. All right. Let me reword that. What was Anna willing to do to get her man?
Ooh.
And that will be for the story, The Empty Heart.
Okay, so what was Anna willing to do to get her man?
Yes.
Mm.
Or if everybody
it's in the empty hearted.
Yes. How many games are we having? One, two or three?
Three. That's three. Okay, so what was Anna willing to do? See, you got me all excited. I need to know what's going on.
And that's why you got to purchase. You got to purchase the book so you can know. Promote All right, I got one more question. This would be an easy one for those who are listening.
Okay.
Who am I signed to?
Okay, then.
Okay.
So now that's four questions. So we're going to start again. So the first question was?
The first question is, who is the main character in Lonesome Dove?
Mm-hmm.
The second question is, what was Anna willing to do to get her man in the intimate
heart? Okay, so we took off, what was Icy's wife's name?
Well, that's a hint. That was the hint to the first question.
Oh, that's the hint for the rest. Okay, then. So that's a hint.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then the third question would be, who am I signed to?
Okay. All right. Oh, so the main character was Icy Wife's name. That's a good hint.
Okay.
And then in Empty Hearted, we have, what was Anna willing to do to get her man?
Yes.
And who you signed to?
Yes, that's the third question.
So who you signed to?
Yes,
which is our third. We'll be doing an e-book giveaway. And our second from Empty Hearted, what was Anna willing to do? We'll be getting a gift card. Ooh, I'm all excited now. And
go do your homework now.
What? Listen, I'm about to be on this now. I need my stuff.
Share the wealth, okay? You can't have everything.
Do what?
I say we got to share the wealth. You can't have everything.
Miss Kendra, you just don't know.
We gotta spread it across the world.
I'm simple. Did you not just hear Daphne?
Did I what?
Did you not just hear Daphne?
Yes, I did.
Okay, I'm simple. I'm not gonna say that I just get everything, but you know, I'm well loved.
You are.
You know, and seeing that I'm well loved, you know, I have no problem reading it. So I can answer the questions so I can get my gift.
Okay, now. That will work. So if you get all three, we have no choice but to give you all three.
Okay. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Now, I guess I have some people that's trying to call in. I don't know why they're calling on my phone then. It doesn't work that way.
Tell them, do I need to give them the phone number to call in?
Yes, I don't know what they're doing. They text me. Don't text me. How about you calling me? That doesn't work like that. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Let me see. This thing. Hold on.
Okay, now.
Hold on, Miss Kendra. I'm having trouble with the dashboard. Okay, hold on, Miss Kendra. Here we go. Okay, let's see here. Thank you, Paula. We have you at 682. Hello, Paula.
This is Nita with SOE.
Well, hello there, Miss Nita with SOE.
Hello.
And do you know Miss Kendra Graves here?
No, I don't.
It's okay.
Well, Miss Nita, we appreciate you calling in this evening to show your support. Now, Miss Kendra, you probably didn't also know this, but, you know, your Sunny Pooh is also a member of SOE, Sisters of Essence Book Club.
Okay, now.
And Miss Nita is one of my book club members.
It's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
So, Miss Nita, we're going to have to get on this so we can get our gift here.
What are we doing? What are we doing, Sonny Poo, so I can take the gift from you? Because that's going to happen.
I look like we just need to read the book, Personality, and know some of these main characters and these different books and Lonesome Dove. And we need to know what was Anna willing to do to get her man empty-hearted and who she signed to get an e-book gift card.
Okay, wait a minute. So how many books are we reading? How many books are we reading?
That's just one. It's an anthology.
One book. But
okay, we reading one book, and what's the name of this book?
Personality Trait.
Personality who?
Personality Trait.
Personality Trait.
No, what's an E? Personality.
Okay, so you have to tell, because I can barely hear what you're saying.
Personality Trait. It's like
personality
with a
trait.
Yes.
Personality.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay. All right, so I need to read that book. And what is the question I need to answer?
The question? Okay.
Here's the thing, Kendra. Sunny Food is not going to tell you that. I'm good at this. She's not going to tell you that because she don't want you to know that, but she knows the deal. But that's okay. So tell me what I got to answer.
Okay. Well, one question is, who is the main character in Lonesome Love?
Main character, okay, in Lonesome Love.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Second question is, what was Anna willing to do to get her man?
Mm-hmm.
Third question is, what publishing company am I signed to?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go.
So, who's the main character in Lonesome Love? What was Anna willing to do to get her man? And what publishing company are you signed to?
Yes.
Kendra. All right. Okay. All right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go back and look at this little thingy that our boy from Cutthroat put on here so I can find that book. Yeah, so I'm on this. Now, when does all this take place?
If you really need to get the link a little faster, you can go on my page. You can look me up. I'm on Facebook, Kendra Graves. The link is there, Personality Trait, one click.
Okay. And when does this contest begin and when are we doing all of this?
The contest has begun. The contest will be over at 9:30 tonight.
Oh shit. Son, you can have that back because I got too much to do. Oh hell no. It's already 8:00. The devil is a lie.
You got some time.
This is a family show,
Nita. Watch that mouth. And if I have to, I'll extend a little bit, but you got some time. Don't be discouraged.
Kendra, you said 9:00, right?
You said 9:30.
What time? Because 9:30, we're on Central Time. What time are you on?
Okay. Yeah, well,
she's on Eastern.
So that'll be 10:30 your time because you were an hour ahead of us.
Okay.
Is that correct? What state are you in?
I'm in Connecticut.
Okay. You're in Connecticut? No, that may be, I want to say Connecticut could be maybe.
She just told you she's on Eastern time, Nita.
No, she's not. But I take that.
Okay.
So let me see what I can do. Let me see what I can do. Now, how do we get, Kendra, do we have to call you back or what's going on?
Well, as far as what? The prizes?
Yes.
No, it should be posted on my page. So if you go to my page, you'll find it.
Okay, well, I'm going to attempt to do this. No, because I can't start now, because, honey, first and foremost, I'm working overtime, which I haven't done in 3 years. So I ain't been too long to get home from work. Then I got to turn around and get back up and go to work. So I'm going to attempt to read this book. Sunny Pooh, you might be all right. You might got a good chance.
You got a chance.
I appreciate me. By the time somebody else gets to win something. Thank you, Nina, for coming in. I love you.
All right, y'all have a good night.
You too. Good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, let's see. We have another caller. Thank you, caller. 817. Hello? Caller?
This Shante. This Shante with SOE.
Hi, how are you?
Good evening, Shante.
I'm good. Hey, Sonia, how are you?
All right, how are you?
I'm absolutely wonderful.
See, that's
a heard conversation. What book y'all? What book y'all reading? Getting gifts on?
Personality traits.
Oh, I know I'm not gonna be able to read. I'm not gonna even attempt. Mm-mm. I heard how you gotta have it read by 9:30 Eastern time, and that's not gonna even work for me.
Okay, it's not gonna work for you.
My eyes are already closed. I'm just talking to y'all with my eyes closed.
Oh, no.
The long week.
Well, we do appreciate you calling in to support Ms. Kendra and Rich Behavior Radio.
Yes.
Oh, no problem. Anytime. All right, Ms. Kendra, do your thing.
Okay, but we still want you to get the book, Ms. Shante, because I believe it's one of the books that that was posted in the group this week.
Yeah, we need to make book of the month.
I'm sorry, hold on. What you say you posted it in the book?
I said I think it was one of the books that was been posted in the group
what
this month.
What was the name of it? Her
personality traits.
That book ain't wasn't in there.
It wasn't in there.
Nah.
We're gonna see if we can't get it in there this evening with the link.
If I missed it, because I've been almost downloading every book that comes through there, but okay. I don't remember seeing
them.
Well,
we're
going to
put it through this evening, Ms. Shante, along
okay,
with the link.
Do.
So you be
okay,
ready.
Thank you.
All right,
so
then.
That I can
thank
read.
You, Ms. Shante.
All right,
I
thank
know
you.
Do.
You have a great one.
Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
All right. Good evening, caller. 504.
Hi, this is Author Lene. I was just listening in to you guys tonight.
Well, good evening.
Hi,
thank
you
for calling me.
All right, and you?
Bad.
That's good. Like I said, I was just calling in to show some, you know, support. I was tagging up with it. It's always good to support artists, of course.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Support each other. So I wish you well with your book.
Thank you.
And I'll just continue listening.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
No problem.
Okay. Well, thank you so very much for calling in.
No problem. Y'all have a good one.
You too.
Thank you.
Hold on. We're going to call in for Ms. Kendra. Good evening, caller, 919. Hello, caller.
Hello.
I think he stepped away. I just hear my echo.
Good evening, caller, 202. Caller.
Don't get scared now. I'm not going to bite.
Hello, caller.
All right, well, we'll come back to them. Let's see this one.
Good evening, caller, 478. Hello, caller.
Yo, hit me again.
Hello, caller.
Hello.
Uh-huh.
Yo. Oh, they heard again.
Oh, okay, we done picked you back up here.
Yeah, I'm just chilling. I'm just listening to y'all.
Okay. All right. Well, hold on now, then, Ms. Chronicle. Hello, caller, 478.
Hello. Hello.
Yeah.
Well,
hello,
Ms. Chronicle. How are you?
Hey, how y'all doing tonight? What's going on, Santa Pool? What's going on, Kendra?
Not much.
Yeah, I was just I'm under the weather tonight. I couldn't host the show tonight. Y'all gotta forgive me, everybody. But it still excuse my rich behavior in the building.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I already know. I just didn't want to be over here coughing and all that. Yeah, I mean, but
please
I'm proud of both of y'all. Y'all did great tonight. I appreciate both of y'all. Y'all got a last minute notice about this, and y'all still did a great job. I'm proud of both of y'all.
Well, I appreciate you.
I appreciate you calling in.
Y'all make sure y'all check out Kendra. She do have a like page. Rich Behavior Presents, Kendra Graves Speaks. That's her group page.
I'm sorry I wasn't prepared.
No, that's all good, girl. Rich Behavior and World Haven got you, girl. But, you know, she does have a like page. It's Kendra Graves. And she has a group page that she'll have her author discussions in her group page. It's called Rich Behavior Presents Kendra Gray Speaks.
Kendra, I don't think you listed that while ago.
I didn't list that. I wasn't prepared.
Oh, okay, we're going to go ahead and let
you
go.
I'm not too big on this social media stuff, so this is all new to me.
It's all new to you?
Yeah, too many different sites to keep up with.
This is so true. This is so true.
Okay. So please forgive me. I apologize.
Okay. Mr. Rich Behavior, we're excusing your Rich Behavior. Please don't call from the phone. Don't be trying to get us infected.
Yeah, take that back with you. But I appreciate the love.
Yeah.
For show.
Way over that love. I'm trying to call in, trying to get up there. What is he thinking? Thank you for holding. Caller 919.
How you doing? This is Joe D. I was just stopping by to give y'all some love.
Thank
Look
you.
What y'all
Joe.
Doing?
Thank you, Joe D. We appreciate you stopping through this evening for Ms. Kendra Gray. Now, are you aware of her book here, Personality Traits, that she has out? Well,
I'm aware
of
it now.
Mythology.
I will be supporting it.
Oh, thank you. That's all I need.
We
to
thank
hear.
You.
All right, y'all have a good evening.
You too.
You too. Thank you,
Paula. All right.
Well, let's see here. Let me go back to this 504. Go ahead, caller 504. Hello, caller. Okay. Lost caller again.
We'll come back to them.
Yes. Hello, caller 202.
Hello. Hello.
Hi. Hello.
Hi, this is Office Stiletto.
How are you tonight?
I'm fine. I'm just calling in to support another author. I haven't read the book, but I will get the book and support you guys because, you know, y'all support us over here at LDP, so author supporting authors. Kendra, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
And I wish you well.
It's just going to be a tough journey, but I'm ready.
That's what's up. You ladies, enjoy your evening.
Well, thank you. And thank you so very much for calling in.
Thank you. You guys enjoy your evening. Good night.
Good night.
Okay, I think we did them all. Did I miss anyone?
No. I hope not.
I hope not. No, I didn't miss anyone. I have to make sure.
Okay.
Yes, we got them all.
All right. Perfect.
We're coming down to our last part of our segment here. So is there anything you want to say before we close out, Ms. Kendra?
Oh, wow. I am overwhelmed with everything that has happened in the last couple of months. I mean, I literally just signed World Haven not even 3 months ago. And, like, my career is taking off faster than I expected. So, in the beginning, I wasn't prepared, but I'm ready for it. So I appreciate everyone who called in. I appreciate all my supporters. Go buy her personality traits. Stay tuned for Forbidden Love. And that's it. I'm ready.
You ready?
I'm ready.
We did enjoy you this evening.
Thank you for having me. This has been a pleasure. My first radio interview. I'm pumped. I'm ready for the next one.
And say it was my first time hosting.
Well, you did an awesome job. Awesome job.
Thank you. Thank you. Just have to relax and go ahead on, go with the flow. Do what I love doing best, and that's talking. So.
Okay. I'm not big on talking, but I do what I got to do.
Oh, yeah, I love to hear myself talk. It's okay. One of these characters in this personality trait, it was probably based on me. It's okay.
It's probably based on everybody. I'm pretty sure every man or woman can relate to one part of this story, if not more. So it's not just for the ladies. It's for the men as well. You get to know the different personalities of these women, and maybe you get to understand us. We are.
And that's why you have a great book. If you cannot relate to one of the characters in it, you know.
Yeah.
So, and I find myself relating a lot to different stories.
Yep. Yeah, I do too. I have to. I related to some of the characters in the book as well. But we're not going to go into that.
Yes, if you pull the emotions out of it, you just draw you into it, you know. You have a great book. So in her personality traits, we're going to have to get on that and I'm going to see where I'm at in this story.
Available on Amazon already.
Okay. And we'll be posting the books in groups there on Facebook and our Rich Behavior.
Correct.
And our Rich Behavior presents Kings and Queens.
It'll be available.
Okay. And your page, Rich Behavior presents Kendra Graves. We got that.
I won't forget it.
Okay. And our Rich Behavior, excuse our Rich Behavior. It'll be there.
Can't forget we can't forget World Haven. Shout out to my family, everybody. I can't name all y'all because I know I'm going to forget somebody, but World Haven, Rich Behavior Promotions, thank you for having me.
You're so very welcome. And we'd love to have you back anytime.
But all you got to do is say the word. I'm available. And
just
if I'm not
word.
Available, I'll make myself available.
Okay, because when Forbidden Love come out, we want you to come on back.
Definitely.
And so, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, then. We appreciate you coming out this evening, and we appreciate all our callers calling in.
Thank you, everyone. Have a good night.
All right. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.